Okay. So apparently there's some kind of matter having to
Okay.
do with a record deck or something like that.
Okay.
And
All right.
I'm sure that our engineers are running around like how they do when the transmission line goes
Oh,
down
yeah.
or something, but
Yep.
they are crack engineers, so they'll have it back up very
No
shortly.
problem.
Sorry. I have
What
no
is the
idea.
length of
Huh?
this segment tonight?
It's like pretty short for us. It's about
Yeah.
five.
Okay. Just didn't want to drone on too long with certain issues, so.
Oh, I'll cut you off.
Yeah.
Kidding.
I have my lengthy answers and I have my shorter answers.
Yeah, this is like oddly somewhere in between, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So.
How long have I been chair? Since a year ago. Yeah.
Oh.
April of last year.
And were you on the town board before that?
No.
Wow.
I've been the town board chair this last year, and I have been the fire chief out here for about 20. I've been
Oh.
on the fire department 23 years. I was the assistant chief for 20 years, and I've been the fire chief for 3 years.
Wow.
And so my background is as an environmental health specialist.
Perfect.
I was a commissioned officer with the U.S. Public Health Service, so
Oh.
I was active duty and served in the public health service. And so my background, I've been dealing with PFAS and stuff like that for probably the last 10 years.
Wow.
And so when our community started having issues, I kind of stepped up and started asking a lot of very pointed questions. And that's kind of what led me to become town board chair was, people wanted someone that, could help them with the answers, or at least try to get the answers.
That is really interesting. I never knew that, and that is so important. And
Yeah.
how lucky for the community to have
Yeah.
you with that
Yeah.
experience and background.
And I worked for the government for, like I said, I worked for the government for, this goofy thing just came on again. I worked for government for 34 years in service. I was 5 years in the Army, and then I was 28 years with the Public Health Service. So I retired in 2022 with 34 years of military service. So,
Wow.
okay, well, yeah.
nice pension.
Yeah, doing all right. It pays the bills and keeps me busy, but
Yeah.
I retired and seemed like I got more busier,
Well, yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah.
I think our
I'm
engineers worked that through. Yep,
Got it.
see? Yep.
Perfect.
Now that 125 million state dollars are coming to the rescue for communities across Wisconsin poisoned by the forever chemicals PFAS, the question is, when will the money come and how much will go where? Those questions are front of mind in the town of Stella, population about 650, with some of the highest concentrations of PFAS in the country. Town Chair William Casey Crump is here, and thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, what was your reaction when you learned the funds would finally be released?
It was a relief to be honest. It's been 2 years or 3 years roughly, I think, since those funds were originally talked about, and to have the Senate and the governor finally come to an agreement and get that stuff signed off on and get it out is the first of many steps yet to come, I think.
Yeah, because what do you know about how much Stella will receive?
That's the great unknown. I talked to DNR yesterday, as a matter of fact, and they're still trying to figure out exactly who's going to control the money, how it's going to be distributed. They're not even sure themselves exactly, whether it's going to be municipalities like Stella that end up getting some of the money, or our residents, I should say, not necessarily municipality, or it's going to be public waterworks that get the money. We've got Wausau and we've got Tomahawk and some and Rhinelander even that have well issues for their towns, whereas out here in Starks, we're individual wells. And so each homeowner is responsible for that. And so it's very important, hopefully, that there will be some of that money that will go directly to those residents.
Because would that be priority one for the funds in Stella, private wells?
I would love to see it become priority one, either that or treatment systems. The way it is right now is the DNR did have some funds that they made available for people to have their wells redrilled. The problem is when those redrills were done, they still had PFAS in their water, which made their water undrinkable. Some of them came up, still had PFAS, but it was below the level. So the secondary treatment on that is to put in a water treatment system in your home. I feel like we don't want a kitchen faucet treatment. We want a whole house treatment system, because if you're only getting your drinking water from your kitchen sink, it's very hard to brush teeth. It's very hard to, you know, take showers. It makes it much more difficult. So that's why a whole house system would be important. And those are expensive. So again, money for that would be a blessing.
Yeah. Why not jump right to the whole house system instead of going through drilling new wells or deeper wells?
Well, I think that if they can get clean water and they can get a well that works, that's a much longer term solution. And also, it's not going to be any more of a great cost on the residents. The whole home treatments require filters. Those filters run $300 to $500. They recommend you change those quarterly. There's two filters. So that's $1,000 each time they have to change the filter. So that's roughly $4,000 a year. That's very, very rough on our families out here. We're not a rich community. We're not vacation homes. We're farmers. We're ranchers. We're small, you know, we're blue collar people.
So we've reported on this, but what is the known source of the PFAS in your community?
Well, it's definitely, there is a lot of information that points to the paper mills. The sludge from the paper mills, and I'm not sure if you know how that works, and I won't go into great detail on that, but when they wash the paper, all of that water gets collected, all the stuff that comes off the paper gets collected, and it was looked at back in the 60s and 70s as a very, very high nutrient-rich fertilizer. So they spread it on the fields out here for years and years and years. The property that I own, they spread it clear back into mid-70s, I think, up until probably the time we bought the land. And so paper mill has been a big part of that. And the paper mill here made microwave popcorn bags. Those bags were lined with PFAS to keep them from leaking, to keep the butter and the oil inside it from leaking out. And that's where the majority of the PFAS came from when they were treating those microwave popcorn bags. That's what we've been told. That's what the history shows. And that, of course, is what the DNR pointed to in their announcement of a linked source.
And so what do you know about the linked source having some responsibility toward remediation and helping the community?
Sure. And, you know, the town itself is not involved in a lawsuit or anything like that. Some of our individual residents are involved in that lawsuit. But the paper mill, Alstrom, who is like the third owner, I think, since I've lived here in the last 20 years, they have stepped forward and they are providing some drinking water to families that have concerns. The problem with that is it's not a solution. It's just, they're only going to provide the water and they're going to reevaluate in January of 2027. So people may just turn around and lose that water if they just stop. And so my take on that is they should be using that water to test people's wells who want to be tested and then help them out if there are high PFAS, help them out with getting the treatment system or help them out with paperwork to get the DNR to provide some funds for well drilling or something like that. The money they spend on the drinking water is going to anybody that wants drinking water. They don't even have to have their well tested. And so obviously there's some room for individuals to get water that may not necessarily need it. So again, they're trying. I think it's a first step, a very basic first step. I have requested to sit down with them. I put that request in over a month and a half ago, and I got a call back 2-3 weeks ago saying they were still trying to determine how and if and when they wanted to meet with us. So we're getting the spin there, it feels like to me, because it's been more than a month since I made that request to them, and we've heard nothing.
Well, we will keep watching the situation there, and we appreciate your time.
You betcha. Thank you.
For more on this and other issues facing Wisconsin, visit our website at pbswisconsin.org and then click on the News tab. That's our program for tonight. I'm Frederica Freiberg. Have a good weekend.